You're on Radio Life and Style. And when it comes to all those broken pieces, what are you going to do with them? Well, hey, listen, I've got an idea. When it comes to e-waste and things that are cluttering up your storage space because they no longer work like they're supposed to, there is a company that has been winning huge praise and accolades, and not just in KZN, but right around the country. And this is their game. Circular Energy is the name. And I told you this morning that I was going to be introducing you to another really game-changing, wave-making, dynamic woman in business, because this is obviously August, it's Women's Month, and we've been introducing you to some seriously notable women based here on the KZN North Coast. And today we continue with this trend, and in the spotlight this morning, the lady who happens to be the Chief Executive Officer, the CEO of Circular Energy, Patricia Schroeder, joins us for a chat right here on Radio Life and Style. Patricia, welcome. Happy Tuesday. How are you doing today?
Thank you, and thank you for having me, and hello to everybody out there.
That's great to have you.
It's great to be here.
You were, not that long ago, we were having a chat and with a sort of eco focus. Your business obviously fits right into that whole world of sustainability. I mean, the name kind of really hints at it, Circular Energy. But for those who are a bit out of the loop, who maybe missed our previous interview, tell us who you are and more about the business that you're in.
Yes, thank you, Mike. I'm a believer in protecting the planet and protecting the Earth for future generations. I mean, you know, we actually inherit this Earth from our grandparents, and our grandchildren are going to inherit this Earth from us. So we have to look at it from that perspective. Who I am a passionate person that believes in protecting, as I said, the environment, and I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a mother, I have children, and I'm a wife, I'm a grandmother, all of those things all in one, and of course, very passionate about what I do.
Wow, so a lot of different hats, as you know, every woman does juggle multiple different roles and identities, and looking at where you are right now in your journey, in your business journey, as I say, this enterprise, Circular Energy, has been scooping some serious accolades, getting a lot of attention for all the right reasons. What would you say was a defining moment in your life that shaped your career and influenced the path that you have gone down and moving into this space of sustainability?
Okay, well, this defining moment happened when I was really very young, as a child. And, you know, I've always been close to nature. I was the type of girl that would, I'm not a girly girl, I'm the type of girl that would run around in the bush, climb trees, swim in rivers, yeah, and be close to nature. And I was a very, I had a very keen interest in how things worked. And I would focus in and look at how natural things work together. Mm. And that sort of defined my thought and my career, should I say. As a child, I knew that I was always going to protect this beautiful thing called nature, and we need to look after it. 'Cause, you know, my career has shown a lot of destruction. I have seen devastating destruction to our Earth, to our planet, to our cities, to communities, to everything. And this just makes me even more passionate to continue what I'm doing and to fight the fight.
Amazing. And obviously, as you say, it's a tireless, it's a never-ending battle. Well, we hope to bring about the end of destruction and natural degradation. But while you're fighting the good fight and trying to maintain a balance between the demands of your professional career and your personal life, what advice would you give to others striving to get that balance right? I mean, it's not a small question. no pressure.
So, how I would? Sorry, can you repeat the question? My mind was on another.
No,
thought.
No problem. I'm just talking about like this idea of trying to get a balance between professional career, yes, your personal life, juggling all these different roles.
It's very, very difficult to try and do what you do and try and compete in this business. Number one, being a woman is not easy in a male-dominated field. The environmental services, waste management industry is very male dominated.
Yeah.
And to come into this as a female with your own sort of ideas and ways to change things is not always that easy. And to juggle that personal work-life balance with your career does take a lot of strength and tenacity. But it is important. I have to say I'm not really good at it. I'm focused very much on my career and the passion that drives me behind that. But I would give the advice to anybody in this space, especially in a leadership space, that you do need to look after yourself so that you can continue doing what you want to do and that what drives you.
Absolutely. If you're not filling your own cup, it's hard to take care of those around you, right?
Correct.
Was there a particular challenge that you came across in your journey in this industry that comes to mind as something that you took away a lesson from, or how you overcame it? I suppose it might be hard to pinpoint one moment or one period of life, but anything come to mind?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, yes, it is as a female in this industry, it is a challenge. And there was quite a few challenging moments, I have to say, not just one that I can specifically pinpoint at this time. But it's also to change the mindset of the way the world is moving at the moment. At the moment, it's all about mass consumerism and, moving from the linear economy to the circular economy. You know, the linear economy is take, make, waste, and whereas the linear is take, make, reuse, repair, and no waste. Mm. So minimizing that waste and bringing it back in that circular chain. And that I find is the biggest challenge, is to change that mindset, because my generation and generations after are so used to just continuing the way things are, but we have to change. The younger generation are seeing it, but the rest of us have to follow suit.
Well, you're getting the perspective now. If you're just joining us in the middle of the chat here, we're talking to Patricia Schroeder, CEO of Circular Energy, this game-changing sustainability organization that's partnered with some really, really big names, national brands and entities and retailers. And I'm looking at the website, and really inspiring vision and mission statements for the organization as a whole. But for you as an individual, Patricia, what legacy do you hope to leave behind, both professionally and personally?
Yes, well, the legacy I would hope to leave behind is that I've made a change. And together with others, obviously this is not me on my own. I do have a very dedicated team and a lot of people around me that support what I do. Mm. But we do want to make a change. And every small change, no matter how small you might think it is, each person can make that change that results in a collective big change. So... and then in terms of personal, I think, I don't know whether I'll ever stop, but I will continue going and I'll continue to try and keep that legacy going, and especially instilling that legacy in my children, which, by the way, they have taken on the baton and have continued, and their children. And so I hope it continues there in a private sense.
Amazing. And as you say, this is it's a tough industry to be in when you're passionate about sustainability, when you're passionate about conservation and the natural world, and you're faced with all of the data that tells you just how much destruction and degradation is around us. How do you stay motivated and inspired in the face of all of that, especially during the times that we're living in?
So how I stay motivated and inspired is I actually can see those differences that we are making. And when you see something change, when you can change an ecosystem that was completely destroyed and bring it back into a living, thriving ecosystem, or if you can change the life of one person. We're not just talking about environment here, we're talking about people. Mm. We in Circular Energy, as part of what we do on behalf of our members, we invest a lot of energy and time and money into changing lives and changing communities and supporting those small entrepreneurs or small businesses that are passionate about protecting the environment, cleaning the environment. We provide the skills, the training, and the essential knowledge so that they can continue. So yes, so it's those life-changing moments that you see in people, as well as those changes within natural systems that actually make it worth it. And I will continue. As long as we can make that small change, I won't stop.
Wow. That's a story that we want to celebrate. And you're hearing it right here on Radio Life and Style in the spotlight this morning as part of our special Women's Month interview features. Patricia Schroeder, CEO of Circular Energy. And if you are inspired by the words you're hearing, and if you want to find out more about this incredible organization, you should be checking out the website circular-energy.org, where you can find out how you can take responsibility and be part of the solution, be part of the circular economy, get your organization plugged in and join the likes of giants like Woolworths and Hershey's and Spar in taking up the baton, heeding the call, and plugging in with an organization that is committed to partnering and making sure that this circular economy isn't just a lofty concept, but it's something that is in action and unfolding on a day-to-day basis. Patricia, thanks for giving us your story and for the amazing work that you continue to do in your role as CEO of Circular Energy. And we're definitely going to be having more chats again on Radio Life and Style in the not-too-distant future, beyond Women's Month. But for the rest of August, I hope it's a wonderful Women's Month for you. And looking forward to connecting again right here on Radio Life and Style. What
do you
say?
Thank you. And to all the ladies out there, show them what you can do.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're hearing it right here on Radio Life and Style.